This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Bjorn Pave. Bjorn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Henrik?
Good. Bjorn, how are you involved with digital asset management?
For us and for me, it began as a solution to a business problem. So we were looking how to distribute our assets globally. And from there, it's just turned into more of an interest for me specifically. And so I'm building a proficiency in that area. It's common for IT to be involved in digital asset management, and a benefit our IT department plays a pretty close partnering role with the business. So for us, it was just to drive this project, but also to fit this project in with our business. As for the basics, we are live with our third phase of this project, and I've been less of a project manager these days, and it's become more operational, and I've become more of a strategic kind of partner with this project and helping progress and develop it and bring it to the next level.
How does an organization focused on cosmetics use digital asset management?
Pretty much every company needs to be using some kind of DAM. I mean, especially the ones that operate globally. Digital assets are everywhere. Really, I mean, I don't see much difference from a car company needing to distribute assets than us, a cosmetics firm. So it's about efficiency when it comes down to it. And, you know, that said, we need to get our marketing materials out quickly to our marketing teams around the world. And we're constantly under deadlines to do that. We're launching products and going to market quickly with products. So to allow us to stay agile and efficient, we need some kind of thorough system like that, and as many companies would. And also, you know, it goes without saying that allowing those markets to find an easy way to search for those assets and not only the new ones, to be able to find efficiently old material that they need to find quickly. I'll give you a quick example of one of the big issues that we ran into for that was just how to get these assets to the markets when they couldn't find them locally. They would send an email to San Francisco to our headquarters, and we would get the email from Taiwan, let's say, the next day. We would reply to that email, and then the next day after that, they would have a link or some method of gathering that asset, and we've lost valuable time there. So efficiency is really important for us in that sense, and as well, most companies.
And what are the biggest challenges and successes the organization has had with DAM?
So which challenges that we've encountered? You know, I'll give you three main ones that we came across, which a big one was corporate buy-in. Our senior company concerns were owned by a larger firm that had a number of concerns. And then once we got it in place, it was managing expectations. Everybody wanted it. People were clamoring to get to it. So I'll just go back into those just real briefly. So for the corporate buy-in, it was a challenge to get them to agree on spending money outside of a budget cycle. We had a solution and we had a problem to fix, but it was nothing that we had planned far ahead. Sort of came up that our current solution wasn't working and we had a mandate from our CEO to go fix it. Getting the corporate buy-in and getting that done, and that kind of leads into the senior company concerns, was we had to convince them that this was the right solution. So we were also faced with some other solutions that some of the other firms in our group were using. That became quite a big sell project for our group. And then managing the scope of it was key, because we had a small pilot group that we could roll out to, and then now it's turned into a much larger group. And now a lot of departments are seeing a use for it. So managing those expectations is a challenge. As for our successes, I'm really pleased with the steering committee packet we put together and the materials that they have at their disposal through this project. Leveraging our vendor expertise was key. I mean, we partnered with a great vendor. Kanto had professional services local to us, so it became very easy for us to draw on those resources. They were a very close partner, and their professional services team really helped us get to the next level with this. And then finally, for our successes, it was about celebrating the successes. We had occasions to do so. The project came up during a global managers, our general managers meeting, where all our global general managers were in San Francisco and complaining about the lack of efficiency they were getting from our current solution, which at the time was SharePoint, and they wanted some other way of doing this, so of gathering assets. So that was the time that our CEO came to us, and a year later, we used that occasion to display what the solution was and what we came up with, and it was a great occasion to do so. And since then, we've had other opportunities to really kind of tout our successes in there.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
For me, and this is goes back to a bit of what I talked about at Creatosphere this year, was, and what I hope to get across, was there was no roadmap for how to get into this. What were some key areas that really helped bring me up to speed and bring us up to speed was, well, there was the LinkedIn group that's out there. There is that Digital Asset Managers group on LinkedIn, which I found was a great location for talent and resources. And other ways would be engaging in DAM communities, podcasts and blogs like yours, Henrik, and conferences. Those are great ways to find expertise. And why not learn from the best? Why not take the people who are best in the field and draw on their intelligence? So that's what we did there. And then, like I was saying before, leveraging the vendor was really helpful. I mean, if you're in a position where you can get vendor referrals, so you can go out and speak to DAM managers at other firms that are similar to yours, maybe not exactly, but similar, that's really a big help. And that was a help for us. And then as for like becoming a professional to learn the software and learn what's out there as far as the software offerings and taking some time and digging deep into those offerings is helpful. Learning taxonomy and metadata. I mean, they all have kind of the core commonalities, each of the software packages, and those to learn those essentials is really important into being a DAM manager.
Well, thanks, Bjorn. For more on this and other digital asset measurement topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.